Welcome to Folk in Tune, the podcast where youth connects through the vibrant threads of traditional music. Join us on the journey of exploring folk sounds from around the globe. Folk in Tune, a youth discussion.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program Folk in Tune, a youth discussion where we explore cultures through songs. Today, I have a guest with me, Lorena from Syria, and she's going to give us an introduction about a Lebanese song by Fairuz. Welcome, Lorena.
Hello, Sosna.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay, let's hear the song and then we could go through it. Okay, Lorena, from what I heard from the song, the Fairuz, the singer, seems like she's really sad. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, kind of in between. I really can't describe exactly. Okay. Like, if you think about the lyrics themselves, she's like asking about situation for a lover, like, hey, how are you? And I remember last time I saw you and the last word you said. So it seems like she has some kind of a blaming or questioning in the lyrics. But I feel like at the same time, there is some optimistic feeling in it, despite this melancholic vibe in her voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can you break us down what she's saying, like the lyrics of it, the meaning of the words?
Well, the title of the song is Kifak Inta, which is like, how are you, in the Lebanese dialect. And she's saying, hey, I remember last time I saw you and the last word you said, and then I didn't see you anymore and now I see you. Well, how are you? And she's recalling the last nights spent together, evenings, and she's saying, hey, people are saying that you now have children, and I thought all along that you were not in the country. And there's like this repetition of the chorus where she's also saying that you are my chosen one and you are the person that I want to return to.
What context has she written the song?
I can't really tell. I mean, what I know is that Fairuz was kind of peaking during the 50s and the 60s. Mm-hmm. And well, I can only say that, at least for me, it's like it has this typical romantic stereotype of longing for a lover and mm-hmm. questioning about his whereabouts, but in kind of like, it had a different flavor from the songs back then, and I think this is why this song holds a special place in my heart.
Okay. So what time, or like, do you remember the date that, do you think that was an evolutionary song for the people of Lebanese or for the speakers of Arabic language?
I think for the artist herself and her audience, because like if you listen to traditional Oriental music, it doesn't usually have this beat. You can feel that there's a bit of jazz mixed in there and it has this westernized vibe. Okay. So I think it was like during the phase in which more westernized tunes were getting introduced into her music. And that was like a surprise to the audience. Okay. I don't know how many people were disappointed in that, but for me as a young generation, youngster, it's one of my favorite songs by her.
So you said that she was in the 50s. The song was released in the 50s. And from what I can figure, that you're young. How do you came about the song? Like, if it's a 1950s song, how did you learn about the song?
Well, that's the thing about Fairuz in Syria. It's like, whenever you pass by cafes, it's on the radio. It's everywhere. Every time I went to, when I was in the bus and I'm going to college, it's being played by the driver. And in every cafeteria we sit down in, they are playing Fairuz. It just has to be played. So it was like, she's the artist of the morning. She's the artist of the sun. When the city is getting crowded, people are going to their work, to their studies, and wherever, Fairuz is all around us. She's always there. And I remember always waking up every morning, and mom and dad, they will always have Fairuz in the background. And I would have my room where I'm more introducing myself to rock, to other music from the Western world. And only gradually I kind of was intrigued by the tunes, specifically in this song, because it has just this jazzy vibe. And I couldn't help but ask Dad, hey, who's singing this? And of course, it was such a shame for someone like not to know Fairuz. Like, what? You don't know Fairuz? You don't love Fairuz? And that's how I knew about Kifak Inta, and I just fell in love with it.
Okay. So what are your memories regarding the song? Like, what comes to your mind? What's your personal take? What's your personal context when you heard the song?
Well, despite my rational and logical criticism of the lyrics and me not being that much of a attached being to the way people look at romance, I really enjoy the music in it and the way she is singing, the way she's performing. She has a marvelous voice. And all I could remember is Dad, actually, Mom and Dad in this living room, and Dad's vibe as well. He's smoking that cigarette and drinking that Arabic bitter coffee in the morning, and I could smell the coffee, and and he's laughing, and they're sharing stories of the old times and their memories. And I think this is the most intimate memory I have when I listen to the song.
You told us about your personal take from the song, and is there any specific feelings that comes to mind when you usually hear the song?
I have this sense of joy. I feel really so much joy. I can't help but remember the sun, and I can't help but feel this. Even the warmth of the sun is like touching my skin. I can feel the warmth. Mm-hmm. And also I can smell the cypress trees that are around in the villa or in the garden. It's like a mix of all the mornings I spent with Dad, wherever they are. And this is where I realized that, oh, damn, Fairuz was like the element in common of all of these mornings. And just this blue, clear sky, the sun, the trees, the garden and the flowers. And Mom and Dad are there and they're talking and they're laughing. And this really brings a lot of nostalgia.
Okay, but personally, like my, you know, I would feel like there's something sad about the song that, like you told us, but you can't help but feel joy. How is that? How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think I don't seem to interpret her lyrics in feeling that sad. I see her like she's, I even feel like they're a little bit playful, but also questioning, like, hey, how are you? Or why aren't you responding? Like, where the hell are you, man?
Yeah.
But I feel like she has some playful, like there are some playful parts of the lyrics, like, well, maybe we will get back to one another, mm-hmm. maybe we will meet, and I'm yours and you're mine, and I know that you've always been the one for me. So, yeah, I can't tell. For me, I think I was more drawn towards the melody and the music and okay. the depth of her voice.
Yeah, I can understand. So, do you recommend our listeners that they listen to the song?
Oh, hell yeah. Also, everything else by Fairuz. It's like, it's a must. It's a cultural must.
Okay.
She's an Arabic icon, totally worth it.
Our dear listeners, you heard Lorena suggest us the music from Lebanese singer Fairuz, and I hope we all listen to it, including me. Yeah, and that was our time for today. Thank you for tuning in.
Folk in Tune, a youth discussion.